This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, Colorado's playing a major part in the restoration of bison in the Mountain West and Great Plains regions. And an Inupiaq athlete is remembered for her talents and efforts to build up the Native Youth Olympics. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Bison are being restored to tribal lands across the Mountain West and the Great Plains. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, a herd managed in Colorado is playing a big role. Insert Cohen's spot here. Coming out of it. Carol Pickett Hull was remembered at an Anchorage Memorial Ceremony as someone who was more than an athlete. She also worked hard to build the Native Youth Olympics into the success it is today. The Inupiaq athlete died at the age of 61 at her home in Seward on May 5th. As KNBA's Rhonda McBride tells us, friends and competitors alike say she embodied the spirit of traditional Native games. Insert cut here, spot here. And on this day in 1838, the infamous forced march of thousands of Cherokees from their land began, a 1,000-mile trek towards Oklahoma that became known as the Trail of Tears. U.S. troops were armed with rifles and bayonets, and many Cherokee died from starvation, illness, or hypothermia. The estimated 25 million acres they were forced to relinquish in the southeast were taken by white settlers. You're listening to National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.